Overwatch. And of course, with me, I have a very talented morpher, Vanessa Fong.
Woo!
Yes, me again.
She had to morph into her Overwatch costume. So we're here to tell you about our partnership with Overwatch. You know, you guys saw over the last 3 years how popular Overwatch has become. Not only within just the gaming community, but all over the fan community. So this is actually a picture of the grand finals that was in Brooklyn back in July. So 13,000 people just watching the esports league stream live. It was so, so fun to really engage with all the fans. So there's 40 million registered users for Overwatch, so we can't wait to engage with them more. You know, you saw earlier in the year we launched the Nerf Blasters with GameStop. It's been really so fun to work directly with Blizzard, but then also hear from all of the fans. And I think, honestly, that's my absolute favorite part about working on this partnership, is really just interacting and knowing exactly what the fans want from each of our 29 now favorite heroes. So that's my favorite part. So, Vanessa, other than working with me, what is your favorite part about working on Overwatch?
First of all, I love working with you, Tracy. But also, Overwatch, I was actually a gamer, too. I played the game, and it was great to be part of the community, one of the gamers, and also the designer of Overwatch. But exactly, the fun part was, actually, I was really able to play the game and work.
She played at work.
Yeah, she played at work. Right? Why not? It's research, right?
Totally.
But that is really the fun part, doing it and knowing how to translate everything into product.
So should we show them the first figures?
Yeah, let's
do it. They're ready. What do you think, guys? All right. So, for the very first time, we're showing Tracer. You guys saw her earlier on our Pulse, and she was teased, but this is her in her form. She also comes with alternative hands to really capture her personality.
Yeah, just like when she was doing this.
Next, we have Lucio. Of course, we wouldn't have Lucio without his Sonic Blaster, so they can heal all of you with the power of his songs.
And we also have this really cool skate, too. But also, we have Sombra, everybody's favorite, the hacker, and we want to make sure that we capture all the really cool special event, over-the-top, cool, like, attacking energy. So this one, we actually capture her really cool hacking special effect that you can actually clip onto her fingers.
And to round out our wave one, we have Blackwatch Reyes, really paying homage to one of the archive stories. And of course, we have him with his Hellfire shotguns, but we wouldn't offer him without his blast effect so that he could do his Death Blossom. So, super, really excited about this particular item because he's so real in his deco and his face. We can't wait for you guys to see him out there in the showroom. So here's a quick look again at the core figures Wave 1. Again, Wave 1, so we have a lot more coming. But back in November at BlizzCon, we told all of you and showed you Mercy. And we asked you who you guys wanted us to pair her with. Nessa, who did we decide?
Yeah, there were a lot of discussion online, a lot of rumor, but we think it should be Pharah.
So anyone in the game would know
that she, Pharah and Mercy, they are doing the dual combo core pharmacy, if you guys know, and that's, we believe this is one of the most iconic combo move in the game and even outside story-wise. So we want to make sure that they will put in a two-pack, right? That's
yes.
Pretty good options.
But of course, that's not the only two-pack we have in the Wave 1. We have a second two-pack that really pays homage to the old soldiers. So we've paired Soldier 76 with Ana in her strike skin. Again, really classic pairing based on the storyline. Can't wait for you guys to see everything in the showroom. And then,
and that's not enough. We also have, first time ever, we are doing one of the tank hero, Reinhardt. He is ginormous, but also true to scale within the game with all the different characters. And of course, he will get all his really cool oversized accessory, the rocket hammer, his giant battlefield shield. But here's a quick look of how he you actually scale up with Tracer, just like the game.
So that's really great. And so we really can't wait for you guys to see all the different articulation. I know you guys were told that you cannot touch anything, but for our figures, you can actually touch them because they're ready for you guys to touch. So the next thing is our collaboration with Blizzard. So we really worked closely with the gamers and with the game developers to make sure that every single one of our figures would be true to the game and also fun for the fans. So we worked here. If you guys know, this is Arne. He really created Overwatch in his head. So here he is working on Tracer, and here Vanessa is, and the team is working on every last detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking about details, true to game, to all the sculpt detail was so important. So as we were doing, from sculpting it to really deco it, we were trying to capture every single thing. Even on the face, we want to capture character expressions. And also in the game, every character doing all this cool acrobatic move in the battle. So we want to make sure that we translate it really well, but at the same time really build in cool articulation that allows to do all those moves in the smaller 6-inch scale figures.
So of course we wouldn't offer all this awesome great product in like subpar packaging. So we have brand new packaging. Here's a look at what the packaging looks like. Super clean. And also we have a great custom illustration on each and every package. So we worked with the Blizzard team to figure out, you know, the best way to really show off these ultimate abilities, and we put them right on pack. So custom illustrations for each package. So that is wave one. We're going to take a quick look at everything all together. Take a close look at these figures, and with that, we are going to hand over to the Marvel team.